It's music time in Africa. Hello again, and a very good Sunday evening to you. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Music Time in Africa, your regular Sunday evening program on the Africa service of the Voice of America that brings you the wonderful sounds of African music, selected and prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're especially glad to have you with us today, friends, because this evening's first edition of Music Time in Africa is indeed a very special program. We have the unique, powerful dance music of Odada, an exceptional and highly acclaimed group of musicians and dancers from Ghana, led by Yaku Badi. What's special about Odada is that this is the group that was the only cultural presentation invited to perform during the inaugural celebration for our own President William Clinton here in our nation's capital, and you know it as Washington, D.C., while our dear friends Yaku Badi and his lovely wife Amina are here in the studio with us. But first, a little background information about Odada from our music man.
We are indeed fortunate to have our friends Yaqub and Amina with us this evening. Odada is, as you've already mentioned, a unique, highly acclaimed, and exciting group of musicians and dancers. Odada was organized by Ghanaian master drummer Yaqub Adi some years ago and has been based here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Since the last time they visited us here at the VOA, Yaqub and Amina have been traveling continuously throughout the United States, visiting and performing at universities, colleges, and various educational institutions, introducing and sharing their culture with Americans and especially with everyone who recognizes Africa's deep connections with their own cultures. Yaqub and his family, the Adi clan, belonged to the Ga ethnic group in Ghana. His father was a powerful and fiercely independent Wonche, Wonche means medicine man, of the Ga people. His title was Okomfo Akoto. Yaqub's mother was also a leading singer, Okomfo Ablaba, and took part in her husband's medicine practice. The Adi clan lived in the village of Avenor, and from what we've learned, Yaqub's father lived in great dignity with his 10 wives and many, many children and grandchildren. It was natural, therefore, for Yaqub to become a traditional drummer, dancer, and singer from childhood. Later, he studied the different musics and dances of other ethnic groups in Ghana, as well as Togo and the Ivory Coast. Yaqub and his brothers were pioneers in promoting traditional arts in Ghana. Yaqub's troupe of musicians and dancers at that time was called Oboade. He came and settled in the U.S. in 1975, making a living for himself and his family by teaching and lecturing. And it was in 1982 that he established his performing group called Odada. Odada combines those hot African polyrhythms with the sounds of xylophones, bamboo flutes, singing, and high-energy dances. Now here's Rita with these two wonderful people, Yaqub and Amina, who are deeply involved with sharing cultural connections.
We have got one of Africa's most famous couples, Yaqub and Amina Adi. Welcome to
Thank
Music
you.
Time in Africa.
Thank you.
Again. This is not your first visit. We were sitting here a few minutes ago trying to figure out how long it's been, and I don't know if it's a half a decade or a whole decade since we last seen each other. But first of all, just bring me up to date on what's been going on in your life in the last decade since we've last talked.
Well, ODATA has done a lot of work since we've spoken last, and I think we've reached a new standard in terms of the type of things that we're doing. We're doing a lot of the major festivals in America, like New Orleans Jazz and Heritage, Houston International Festival, Newport Folk Festival, and the like. We're being presented by major presenters in New York and Boston and other cities. And I think also Yacoub is starting to get a lot of recognition for his work, for his choreography. He now has a co-commission going on through the National Performance Network for his choreography, and we're going to be seeing presentations of his newly commissioned works in three different locations in the United States by presenters who have come into the co-commission. And he's going to be doing residencies a week long, presenting his new materials in Washington, in Miami, and in Atlanta. At the same time, he's being recognized for his music, because through the World Music Institute in New York, we have received a grant from the Rockefeller Foundation for him to compose new works, because in addition to his traditional music and dance, which he has been doing all his life since he started it in Ghana in the 50s, he is also creating new music. It's a form that we call chimo. Chimo means heavy in a spiritual sense. He's trying to maintain his traditionality, composing forward and creating new pieces. And now he's been recognized by the Rockefeller Foundation with a commission for his new works. And that's going to be, it's a very new project. It's going to be created this year, and then it's going to be premiered in New York next year.
We know that what you have been doing is paying off for you, and it's well-deserved, Yacoub. You have such a love for your music. Which do you enjoy more, Yacoub, the traditional music of your country from Ghana, or reinterpreting and fusing the traditional with the modern, which is what we're hearing now in that world beat sound that's so popular?
I respect the tradition, the real one, where the original thing come from. It gives us foundation to do something.
Exactly.
We've got a beautiful number in your collection, which I believe is sort of your premier piece, so to speak.
Mobalo.
Mobalo. Mobalo.
Mobalo is a description of the use of spiritual power in Africa to catch a thief. You know, rather than going through the type of factual investigation that we would do in this country, in the traditional African environment, the natural use of spiritual power is there, and that is used to locate the person who has been the thief. So Mobalo, the bell is used to call the community to witness that the thief has been caught and who the thief is. Thank you.
Yakub, that's a lovely number. There must be something wonderful about being a part of a family that is so talented, that uses the traditions of a culture that goes back for centuries, because I'm sure, like a griot handing things down verbally, music is somewhat in the same family in that it is a shared experience. So it must have been great growing up with all of that culture around you, Yakub. Is that what inspired you to start your group, Odada?
Long times before Ghana independence.
Yakub was the first one who started to present stage performances of traditional Ghanaian music and dance in Ghana.
In Ghana.
Nobody did it before him.
Let's get back to the music. And this time I want you to describe to me this next number, Agblama. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Agblama.
Agblama, which means brilliant. Agblama. The music of Yakub Ade of Ghana. Been in this country for a very long time, Yakub, and you've had a chance to experience some things that perhaps you'd like to share with our audience in terms of what kind of influence American music has had on your traditional African music and how you have merged the two together.
American music influenced me in Africa before I came down here when I was a little boy.
Who were your favorite American artists while you were living in Ghana?
Louis Armstrong.
Oh, Louis, yes.
Kambezi. These are my...
I can understand. Really, I do. Those are great artists.
Yes, yes.
You are equally great. We only have an inaugural once every 4 years. It's a very special time in our country. The whole electoral process is something that I'm very proud to be a part of. There is a peaceful transition of power in this country when there's a turning over from one party to the other.
Yeah.
And to be invited to participate in that is an extremely high honor.
It is.
And you have been afforded that, and we are so proud of you, because not only were you the only African troupe there, but there are some other special things that I want you to share with our audience as far as being a part of this very special time in our country's history, and that is participating in our presidential inaugural. So tell our audience all about that.
Okay. Well, January 17th and 18th at the Mall in Washington, there was a very incredible festival, a music, food, and craft festival celebrated.
And it was thousands came out to see it.
I think they said there were like 200,000 people there every day.
I watched it on television. It was beautiful.
And it was called America's Reunion on the Mall. And Mr. Clinton's idea is that the strength of America comes through the diversity of its peoples, and that all of that diversity be represented in that festival and be reunited, because there are some ethnic groups in America that have felt very much left out during the last 12 years. And his concept is to bring everyone back together and reunite those energies. And that the strength of America is the talents of and abilities and knowledge of all these people from such a rich variety of ethnic groups all over the world. That's how America was created. So we were included in that festival to represent the importance of African heritage to American culture and to American music. And ODATA participated. We were invited by Quint Davis, who was the producer of the festival for Festival Productions. And he had previously used us several times in the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. And he called me up personally and said, "I'm taking an executive decision. I want ODATA."
He couldn't have made a better choice. Wise man. I'm sure it was so well received. You must have had literally dozens of people coming up to you, asking you questions and wanting information about the organization and how to get involved. How do you respond to that? Because when people see that kind of production with the music and the dancing and the colors and just the whole spirituality, I know they want to get involved. What do you tell them?
Well,
sorry, no room at the end. We're full. Come back. No.
Well, we have a lot of fans who follow us, and it's true, because the experience of watching and feeling a part of an ODATA performance is a heavy experience. There is a spiritual quality to it. There is a very deep quality of the retention of tradition and passing that along. And people really do feel the power of that, and they do feel that they want to be part of it.
I have to agree with that. It has engulfed me. When I've seen you perform, it's like I said, it's almost hypnotic. You get so involved in the music, it takes you into another sphere of existence. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful what music does to the human soul, and you do it so well.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to elevate it to another standard, too, in terms of professionalism. The combination of maintaining that authentic kind of presentation, which the spiritual nature is a part of it, and then raising it also to a very professional standard. That's what we've worked toward, and I think that's what's paying off for us.
It's paying off beautifully. We've got to pause again because this is a music show, and we do want to get another number in for our listeners. This time, we're going to listen to Tampili.
Tampili.
Tampili, which means get out. What's the story behind that one, Yakubadi?
You know, there's two guys argue about them. Just minor things, and you know, one like to be macho on.
It's actually a conversation between two dancers, and one of them is not taking the dancing as seriously as this guy wants him to. So he I guess, politely asks him to
Hit
the road, Jack. Well, let's take a listen now as we hear the music of Odada, Yakub Ade of Ghana, a master drummer. This is his rendition of Get Out. It's called Tampili. Special guests today include Yakub Ade and his lovely wife Amina. What can we look forward to in terms of future performances, and where can one find you, and when is Africa going to see you again?
Well, we've made our home in America because America has provided Yakub an avenue through which to be able to do what he does. And I think that says a lot about the United States, that a person who is as African as he is, as traditional as he is, has found a way to do that type of work here and make a life for himself doing it.
It's always a pleasure to have you here in the studios with us, but we can't let another decade go by before we see each other again. You've done too many things. So you'll have to promise me that you'll come back.
We will.
Yeah. A lot sooner than 10 years from now.
Inshallah.
Thank you so much.
Our very, very
special guests today have been the lovely couple, Yakub and Amina Ade of Odada, a very, very special musical group in this country. We're borrowing them from Ghana. And we thank you, Ghana, for the gifts of Yakub and Amina Ade. And thank you for sharing your time on Music Time in Africa today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leo.
You just heard Yakub and his lovely wife Amina tell us about how active they've been in sharing the rich musical traditions of West Africa with us here in the United States. I do hope you enjoyed this special edition of Music Time in Africa. Again, our music man Leo and I thank you for listening to our program and for letting us share part of your Sunday evening together. Well, we'd like for you to stay right there by your radio so that you'll be ready to join us later this evening for our second edition of Music Time in Africa. And of course, that will bring you the best in African popular music. Again, that's at 1930 GMT, which is 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, right here on VOA's Africa service. Stay with us now for the report of the latest news, which follows immediately. This is Rita Rochelle with my love to all of you.